From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Ozone makes up a tiny portion of Earth's atmosphere, but it allows for life on Earth. The oxygen we breathe is what's called molecular oxygen, O2. Two atoms of oxygen bonded together. High above Earth's surface, in the stratosphere, the sun's intense radiation splits these oxygen molecules, and a tiny fraction reform as ozone, or O3, three oxygen atoms with a very important property. Ozone absorbs UVC, a form of ultraviolet light so dangerous it can destroy microbes and alter DNA in larger life forms. If Earth weren't protected by its ozone layer, scientists think UVC would sterilize its surface, perhaps wiping out surface life. But ozone is vulnerable. In the 1930s, aiming to replace more dangerous refrigerants, scientists developed chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. They proliferated in cooling systems around the world. But the chlorine in CFCs, when it entered the atmosphere, bonded with free oxygen and disrupted ozone formation. Deeply worried about UVC damage, scientists convinced politicians of the threat. And in 1987, the Montreal Protocol was signed by every nation on Earth. Since then, countries have phased out CFCs, and the ozone layer is rebounding. It should return to pre-CFC levels in 30 years. A positive example of how humans can unite to solve environmental problems. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.